You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
And good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. I don't know that we have featured this company on our show before, so I'm very much looking forward to that. Going to be a great conversation.
I'm looking forward to it as well. I think they're a pretty new building company, but I guess we'll find that out when we ask. And I understand, Todd, that today is a very special day for you.
Yeah, we get to interview Cityscape. It's a great day for me.
Well, but isn't it also your birthday?
Yes, it is. Thank you for remembering.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Thank you. We won't share the number. So, all right. Well, we're joined this morning by Rob Jones and Ralph Cook. They are both co-owners of Cityscape Housing. Rob, Ralph, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
The pleasure is ours. I assure you, gentlemen, I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy, so grateful for you to swing by. Rob, I'll ask you, for those listening who might not be familiar with Cityscape, give us that 10,000-foot view. What you guys all about?
Yeah, well, Cityscape, we like to refer to it as a lifestyle real estate firm, and we basically identify opportunities in land and scale projects in town Atlanta to be able to produce market-rate affordable housing and really look to satisfy the real low or undersupply of housing that the city of Atlanta has so much needed for a very long time, especially post-recession.
Mm-hmm.
So we are here to be able to provide to our customers, which is our main priority, a really attractive, affordable, quality home that is inside the perimeter and close to downtown and all of the amenities and entertainment venues that the city of Atlanta provides for all of us. So that's in a nutshell what we do. There's more, but that's a global one.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding.
That is a great mission. Now, what year did you start and what's kind of your average price point?
So I think if developers and builders will refer to their, you know, firms in pre and post recession.
Okay.
So pre-recession, we started out in 1999 in the Summerhill community. Mm-hmm. After the investment was made through the Olympics, and we started house by house, lot by lot, until we were able to buy developed land and then undeveloped land. And then it just really got us into a production home building platform. And I think at our height, we produced about 100 homes per year.
Wow.
Pre-recession.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the second generation of that company.
Right.
And we're looking to do the same, quite
frankly. Awesome.
But of course, in a leaner, more experienced, driven way. And it's been fun so far.
Outstanding. Well, I'll ask both of you to comment on this, but looking broadly at Metro Atlanta and providing affordable quality housing, how is the market doing? Are we doing enough? Is there more we can do? Appreciate the leadership role that you're taking there, but I'll ask you, Ralph, to lead off on that. But how are we doing on that front?
That is one of the largest problems that I think that the city is facing now. As you know, we have a mayor who has taken affordable housing very serious,
yeah.
And she has a billion-dollar effort that she's trying to meet. With the demand of new people moving into the city, it's driving cost up and it's very difficult. One of the things that we have been proud to sort of coin is market rate affordable. And we looked at from a very close analysis of mortgage sizes and mortgage rates and how to qualify for a mortgage that if we could find and fit within a buyer profile of about 80% to 100% of area medium income, then we could be in that price point between the 250 to 300. It's very tight.
Yeah.
But we're trying to sort of stay there. So I think that market conditions are difficult to kind of stay in that range, but we're trying to find areas that we can find low land costs in order to be able to meet that goal. So difficult, but I think that if you really spend the time to try to make it work, you can make it work.
Yeah. Well, worthy effort there. Rob, any additional comment on that?
Yeah, no. Ralph hit the nail on the head. We are very disciplined real estate professionals enough to know that we've created a buy box that allows us to understand what type of land we need to identify and for what price in order to keep price points suppressed enough to be in a market of price points that really, one, can insulate us against the, you know, what we anticipate is a recession, small recession coming. But also, two, to be able to have a steady and robust and healthy absorption rate where we can continue to both pre-sale and really get out front of our projects from a sales perspective. And so we just really are focused on the type of project. We're not opportunity driven. So we stay really disciplined as to what fits in our world and into our business model versus just pursuing opportunities to make money. We really are mission driven as well. And we enjoy what we do and we get to do it together. We're childhood friends and best friends, and that's rare.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So we enjoy every day.
Hi, I'm Ty Pennington, and I know buying a home is a major investment. It's important to know the home you buy will be comfortable and energy efficient. That's exactly why Jackson EMC introduced the Right Choice Home Program. These homes are built from the ground up by industry-leading builders and guaranteed to provide both comfort and energy savings. Energy efficient homes, guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
So have you been able to work some with, you know, city, county governments and get them to help you with ordinances and things so that you could do a little bit more density? Or how is that going in the city of? Is it working well or still a challenge?
Well, we just really try to comply.
Okay.
We offer, you know, we try not to offer too much unsolicited advisory because, you know, city's good at knowing what they're doing and we want to be an ally.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, there are things that we feel like can improve that would also allow us to not have to layer on cost
right
to our homes that we have to eventually pass to our buyer. So the city's doing well enough, I think, and they're going to continue to do better under this leadership. And they're just as adamant about producing houses as private sector developers are. And I think it's just really about, you know, creating the right type of partnership to be able to do so.
Well, let's get into some actual product. So I want to hear about this work that you're doing in the Preston Hills neighborhood. Tell us about that.
Sure. Preston Hills was initially developed back in 2006 under JLW Development. And it was a community with 78 homes. That first and second phase were completed. The third and fourth were uncompleted. And we've been able to come in and work with that homeowners association there to complete 28 new homes there. And so it's on the south side of town near the airport off of Cleveland Avenue in an area that traditionally has not received a lot of investment. But what we're seeing through sales is that there's a lot of interest. Obviously inside the perimeter, close to the city, 5-6 minutes from the city, certain areas you can get a view of downtown. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing a lot of activity there. Product ranging, we started at $250. We're seeing those prices creep up, but we're doing everything we can keep them down, and we're building homes between 1,600-1,700 square feet up to 2,400 square feet.
Wow, okay.
So we have a wide range of selection, and one of the things that you don't normally see is a community with 78 homes have so many plans, and so we were, that's part of our mission to be able to offer those.
That's great.
Yeah.
So with 28?
28
homes. How many of those are sold and how many of them are available and how's that going?
I'll let Rob speak to that because he's running that whole show.
Yeah, so we have 16 under contract.
Wow.
And we only have 9 in production. And so we were just down at the city the other day trying to get permits out.
Right.
So that we can meet the demand. But yeah, our sales right now is ahead of our production.
That's awesome. So there's a huge demand, obviously.
Yeah.
Very good.
And so what we're trying to do now is we've identified more land that's undeveloped that neighbors this community that allow us to put another 48 home sites.
Wow.
And a large part of them can be basements, which are very rare to find inside the city.
Oh,
Atlanta.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that, and hopefully that goes
well. Any idea on the timetable on that project?
Pending. We just finished with our initial due diligence, and I think if we can get into a land disturbance middle of the summer or end of summer, we can probably be in the community ready for padded sites in 2020, top of 2020.
Got it. And will these homes be different design than the 28 in Preston Hills, or is this just an extension of that?
Extension.
Okay.
We plan to keep it as simple as we possibly can.
Sure.
And we've scrubbed the plans that we feel are less desirable to home buyers, and we're changing some of the interior amenities to meet the market. And then we've also incorporated a lot of smart home technology. So we're really trying to build tomorrow's home today.
Yep.
So we're really conscious about making sure that technology and efficiency is within our homes.
I was going to ask about energy efficiency. Yeah. What are you doing to meet that need?
Well, you know, I think eventually we'll end up building an Earthcraft home, but we're measuring the additional cost per the price point
right.
in this area. But right now we have, you know, a lot of energy efficient appliances, and we build a really tight home to make sure we do not have seepage in a number of different ways. So we're doing as much as we can now without, you know, adding to the price point or adding to the cost. As we creep up a little bit in price, we can probably absorb a little bit more to build an Earthcraft home.
That would be cool. Any other developments that we should be aware of? Anything coming down the pike?
Well, we've looked at the south side of town as well as east to really be able to find some land position that gives us opportunities to keep our mission alive. And so we are looking a little east of town into DeKalb County. And we have a site that's now under contract. We'll produce 46 home sites.
Wow, okay.
So we were looking to pick up our activity with these two.
Well, I'll say you're achieving that.
So we're excited about the growth and just trying to be measured in that process. But with these two new communities that come online towards the end of 2019 and the top of 2020, Cityscape should be able to get a little bit more momentum.
Yeah, and that's in Atlanta. But one of our funding mechanisms is a mission-driven private equity fund out of Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So we serve as development partners to them in two additional markets. So Birmingham as well as Columbia, South Carolina, we're scaling projects for them now. Single family detached.
So the same mission of affordability?
Yeah, their mission is a little bit stronger than ours because we incorporate a little bit more market rate. But yes, they absolutely have an affordable housing mission as well as the ancillary counseling services and support systems for home ownership.
Outstanding. Well, gentlemen, I hate to say it, we're running low on time. Before I let you go, Rob, I'll ask you to do this. Should anyone have questions on any of this and want to learn more about these projects and floor plans and amenities and all that, where do they go to get information?
Yeah, you can go to Cityscape Housing, CityHousing.com.
And Instagram at Cityscape ATL.
Outstanding. Rob Jones and Ralph Cook, co-owners of Cityscape Housing. Gentlemen, it was great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us, and appreciate your important work here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.